Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
No matter how toxic the relationship is, it's still unnatural to have to cut off a parent or a child. It's just unnatural. I come from a family of cutoffs, man. Like, everybody on my family tree, they just get a little bit mad at somebody and they stop talking to each other for 6 months or 8 months. And then 8 months turns into a year. And, you know, I grew up with two very narcissistic parents. And at one point or another, we've all sort of cut each other off. And it doesn't matter how bad it is and how toxic it is. As I've said on this show a million times, there's always a gravitational pull back to trying again. I mean, they're your parents or it's your kids or whatever. So you try. So it's a very serious decision to make and it can throw you into a depression. And we got an email from one Bert Show listener that's like right on the cusp of doing this with their own parents.
Hey, Bert Show, I'm at the point of wanting to establish the end of my relationship with my parents. Please keep me anonymous as my parents also listen. We've never had that close family dynamic. My older sister and I always felt like we were walking on eggshells growing up to avoid getting in trouble for the smallest things. As we've gotten older and into our adult lives, and my parents could no longer punish us, they, my father especially, instead have turned to degrading and minimizing the things we do. I graduated college and started in a medical profession as a 25-year-old single female. I support myself very well. 2 years into my profession, my income is equal to what my father's is 20 plus years into his. Yet, in his opinion, my profession is not actually medical and is stupid. When I graduated, I moved to another city and was told how stupid that decision was because he had no interest in living in that city. Then I was in a serious relationship and had decided to move in with my then boyfriend to another city. When I told my father, he, as expected, did not hold back his feelings and again told me how stupid I was, even going as far as calling me a, can I say this on the radio?
Yeah, you can.
A whore for living with someone before marriage. My father did not speak to me from the time I told him I would be moving until the day I called him to tell him I had ended the relationship due to infidelity. His response was, well, I told you so. I really struggled with depression and anxiety towards the end of that relationship and have only just now started to feel like myself again a year later. I have established a new life with friends and a job I really love. Yet every time I speak to my father, he asks me what I'm doing with my life and tells me everything I do is stupid. Since the end of my previous relationship, I have been slowly distancing myself from speaking to my parents. I'm in a new relationship and have told my parents about this and I've not told my parents about this guy in fear that they will degrade someone who makes me happy. I had spoken to a therapist about the dynamic between my parents and I, and her advice was, you know how they are and understand that they will not change their ways. It's up to you if you want to continue to allow that in your life anymore. My sister no longer has a relationship with my parents and hasn't for a few years now due to an argument that led to a falling out. I am constantly put in the middle by my parents. I do not believe my sister did anything wrong and also don't believe that it is my place to do that. My mother hardly reaches out to me except to talk about herself. I visited her for Mother's Day and she acted as though it was an inconvenience that I was there. My father never reaches out to me and when we do speak, he always says something about how he never hears from me and then he'll ask me what I'm doing with my life and tells me how stupid it all is. I sent him a Father's Day card and didn't even know if he had received it until I texted him to ask. I know I want to end communication between my parents and myself for all the reasons I've listed and many more. My dilemma is how to do it. Do I just stop answering the seldom calls and texts? Do I pull a trick from my father's hat and write them a letter explaining why I no longer wish to be in communication with them anymore? Give me your thoughts, Burt Show.
Well, this is one of those emails that's above our pay grade. That you should absolutely be talking to a therapist.
She can
guide you through this. But rather than asking us how to do it, you absolutely should get some tools from your therapist. With my mom, man, it's still difficult to talk to because it is so unnatural, right? It was just such a toxic relationship. And I kind of felt like it was, I didn't kind of, I felt a lot like it was chipping away at my self-esteem. And then when it started to affect my kids, when she was around, not paying attention to my kids and just as dismissive, and they were starting to question, like, why is grandma like not like us and stuff? It was at that point where I started to talk to her about it. And then the last straw for me was I was going through some therapy to try to fix some things from my child. And my mom, as a family therapist, just gave up, stood me up at a therapy appointment. She was supposed to fly into town. We were all supposed to talk about it. And then she just gave up on me. So at that point, I verbalized to her, like, I can't do this right now. So we stopped talking for a while. But before that, she had cut me off. I don't really have really great advice for you because it's never easy. And it is a brutal decision just because they are family. And it's like breathing underwater the first time you ever scuba dive. Like, this isn't natural. I shouldn't be able to breathe underwater, but here I am doing it. And it just doesn't ever feel natural to say to your parents, like, it's better for me if you're not in my life.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't think anybody wins when you completely cut somebody off, unless it's a literal physical abusive situation where you are actually unsafe. To me, how I've worked through similar situations with my therapist is that the best thing to do before you decide to completely cut somebody off, if you're not in danger, is to just increase those boundaries. So maybe you just don't want to put yourself in certain situations to receive that kind of treatment. So if you know every time you tell your father something like, I'm moving to a new city, if you know every time you tell them about an accomplishment, you're going to get a very specific response. It's going to be hurtful to you. You draw that boundary, you don't reach out about that. So I think just be tighter on the boundaries.
You guys got anything?
Yeah, I wouldn't write a letter and put all that in writing because I think they'll just use that against you. And it's not it. So I feel like you've talked to your therapist and your therapist said exactly what you needed to hear. They are who they are. They're not going to change their way. So it's up to you to literally change how you allow them to affect you and what access they have to you. So I commend you for making this decision. I know how hard it is. And I think you just stop communicating.
For me, it would be one conversation, and it'll probably be the hardest conversation I'd ever have in my life, but I would sit both of my parents down and express exactly how I feel and exactly how they make me feel when I come to them, the same way she did in this email. And then after that, depending on how they react to it, I would make the decision on if I need to keep them in my life or not.
The Burt Show.